Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. We have some sad breaking news. The former FBI director for more than a decade, Robert Mueller, who also is a special counsel in the Russia investigation, died today. He has had a battle with Parkinson's disease for a while now. You'll not be surprised to learn that our current president's response to that was as despicable and deplorable as you might imagine, even maybe worse than you might imagine, if that's possible. So we'll get to that. But rather than start with him and give him what he wants, why don't we start with Bob Mueller, Bill? And I assume you've followed his career for a long time now, Vietnam vet, FBI director, and then the Mueller probe.
Yeah, you hate to. I mean, I agree with you. The contrast with Trump is so startling and striking, though, that maybe one has to just note that. I mean, that Trump's beyond despicable relishing of Mueller's death at age 81 is of a piece with Trump's life and Robert Mueller going serving his country for decades, ending up accepting the job as special counsel when he knew that wasn't going to be easy, and doing, I think, a diligent and honorable job and effort there to hold Donald Trump accountable. From 2017 to, I guess, 2019. It was a piece with his work. You know, you mentioned he was a Vietnam vet. He went to Princeton. He graduated. Many Princeton graduates and many others, many others of that era found ways to avoid serving in Vietnam, Donald Trump famously being one of them. Robert Mueller volunteered for the Marine Corps. If I think I have this right, he had some medical, actual legit medical issue, injury or something, which they wouldn't take him at first.
Yeah.
So he worked on that and got it resolved or whatever, and then joined a year later.
You know, it was an injured knee. So he had his get out of jail free card, so to speak. You get out of Vietnam free card if he wanted to, but he chose. Yeah.
And he volunteered for the Marine Corps, incidentally, which is not, you know, not the, that was a ticket to combat. It was not a ticket to where you could hope to, I don't think, you know, serve in, you know, offshore or back in the U.S. and stuff. So served very honorably there, of course, really distinguished career, genuine public service. People use that term so much, public service. We're all kind of inured to it. You know, everyone who serves in, like, every hack who's in Congress, it's a great honor to have public service. But Robert Mueller,
I always make fun of spokespeople who say, you know, it was an honor to serve for the senator. I was like, you wrote press releases. Okay, you weren't, that's okay to not. You
know, he really was a public servant. He had a very successful legal career and stepped away from that to take you know, difficult jobs and jobs where you get, I mean, they're rewarding, I think, if you do them well for you personally and for people who know you, but not, they're jobs where there's a lot of, you know, criticism that comes with it, both as FBI director and then obviously as special counsel. Really an admirable man.
Yeah, and served under both, you know, presidents of both parties, really just in service of the country is in the FBI director slot. And just to sit on the Russia investigation thing that, as you mentioned, he was asked to be the special investigator, special prosecutor, knew that that was going to be a hell of a job, that there's going to be tons of criticism, tons of heat on him, you know, did not have to do that. You know, this is not that it would be any better for Trump to dishonor him in death, but this is not a case of like someone like us, you know, somebody who chose to like oppose Donald Trump politically and have that be the center of their life. That was not what Robert Mueller was doing. He was trying to get to the truth of what happened when, you know, one of our greatest geopolitical foes did interfere in the election, and trying to figure out the extent to which they did and the extent to which it was coordinated. And they uncovered a lot of people that did real crimes undermining our elections.
Yeah, and real undermining, even if it didn't quite, you know, make the level of provable criminality. No, he had retired from the FBI at, I guess it would have been around age, close to age 70, maybe just in the very, very late 60s. Had been retired, I think, 3 or 4 years, was in private practice in his early 70s. He was asked to do this by the Trump administration, ironically, the Trump Justice Department, right? Under Sessions, I guess Sessions has recused himself, so it would have been Rosenstein. And he thought he should do this for the sake of the country. He was 72-ish, I'm going to guess, 70, something like that, if I got the math right.
Yep.
Certainly didn't have to do this, and certainly could have honorably passed and said, you know, get someone a little younger or someone or whatever, you know. Instead, he thought, you know, this is important for the country. So
Yeah, put out a report, did it by the book, uncovered that there was a lot of cheering, and Republicans desiring to want Russia to cheat on their behalf, attempts for that to happen, meetings that were made, furtive outreach that was made. Then they obviously, some of the lesser known names, they identified people in Foreign National that had committed crimes. He puts out a detailed report. He gets kind of sandbagged by Bill Barr, who front runs it. But he put out a report that even the current Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, at the time, said was credible, an important, document as far as accountability was concerned, but also a historic document.
And did it by the book. Remember, some of our friends were a little annoyed at him, but he didn't quite say he should therefore be impeached or therefore be indicted. He said it's up to the Congress. This is a report of the facts that we have determined, so a real by the book rule of law, man.
All right. Here was what Donald Trump said about it. He posted this on Truth Social. Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people, President Donald J. Trump. Obviously, there was a brouhaha when Rob Reiner was murdered a couple of months ago now, where Trump made like a joke about how it was his TDS that led to it. Really inappropriate joke and wrong. But not this is even far beyond that. I mean, just to extremely bluntly say, I'm glad he's dead. 81-year-old career public servant veteran who had Parkinson's disease. It's like unimaginable that you would say that about anyone.
It is actually. I mean, nothing's unimaginable, obviously, in the era of Trump and in the character of Trump, but it is on the edge of, the worst things he's said and the most grotesque. I mean, you hate to even say this, it's such a, we've said this so many times, but will any of his supporters, will any of the Republican members, senators who voted to confirm Robert Mueller, I guess more than once, right, and who knew him, and will others who served in the Trump Justice Department, and people like Bill Barr who knew him, will they praise Mueller? Will they chastise Trump for what he has said? Will there be anyone who attempts to preserve any sense of dignity and respect for people who serve their country in public life?
Who knows? Maybe somebody will. They'll disappoint us. To me, the thing that I always look at when you see this type of behavior, because it's like, how many times have we talked about how Trump has dishonored himself in the country and the office? Right. It starts to lose its power and its oomph. But, this is the type of thing that's like, in any other type of field, if, a person had said that, posts something about this. And we saw this with Charlie Kirk, which is used as an example. There was like a crazy, kind of right-wing witch hunt for people that were saying things about Charlie Kirk. But there are also people that legitimately lost their jobs and probably should have because they posted really grotesque things. And if you're a teacher at a school, the principal or the board, it's going to look at this and say, you can't be posting on social media cheering on people's deaths. Not to compare Charlie Kirk to Robert Mueller, but just like the principle of the matter, if you saw this from someone in your life, a friend, a family member, and they're like posting on social media, I'm glad they're dead about people. I would think that you would want to have a talk with them at least. They put it down, but it's just not the type of thing that'd be acceptable in any kind of public position, and it's the type of thing that unfortunately our president has engaged in over and over again now, with maybe being this being the worst example possibly.
When I saw the news of his death just a little bit ago, and then a little bit later what Trump had said, if I read four or five lines from Yates, this wonderful Yates
please.
Poem.
That's not just okay. I would not have invited you to do this video with me if it were not for some Yates, because that's not something I can bring to the table.
I don't normally bring it to the table, but this is that one poem I've just been struck by for a long time. I think it's called "To a Friend Whose Work Has Come to Nothing." It's a very reasonably short poem by Yates, and here are just a few lines. Which I've used a few times in my time in Washington when things things that were admirable and I thought done with good intentions and by honorable people came to naught. And that's, I suppose, the case with the Mueller report. Here's Yates. For how can you compete being honor bred with one who, were it proved he lies, were neither shamed in his own nor in his neighbor's eyes? It's extremely apt. Isn't it kind of remarkable?
Yeah, it is.
So
it is. I'm just like looking at it now. That's kind of a sad place to leave it, Bill. I don't want to leave it at that because it is. Is there not a counter? Does Yates offer us a counter? Is there not a way to compete with being honor bred with those who refuse to be shamed by their own lies and behavior?
Well, I think there are others who have been behaved honorably, and many of them perhaps inspired by the example of Robert Mueller. I haven't ever discussed Mueller with Liz Cheney, I don't think, someone like that, or the people who sacrifice, you know, their careers for trekking along at a very high level to say what they thought was the truth and what was important to be said about Donald Trump, and not just Liz Cheney, but many others, yeah. Obviously, many of them much less well-known, many of them people who worked for Mueller, had worked for Mueller at the FBI, many younger people who served on different investigations at the Justice Department and then got fired, and that who now they're trying to blackball them from getting hired by firms and stuff. So, you've got to believe when someone like Mueller dying and Trump being president does make someone like me wonder about whether what's the great Martin Luther King line, that the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice. I don't know.
It feels like it's taken a backwards turn for a little while.
But one trusts it will bend back in the right way, and that most importantly, people will see to it that it bends back in the right way. And really, people, I would encourage younger people who, everyone forgets, for us, the Mueller thing was so important. It was one of the reasons Sarah and I and you were involved too at the beginning, near the beginning at least, and started various efforts to Republicans for the rule of law to try to defend the Mueller investigation. It looked like Trump was going to fire him. He never actually did. Barr, as you say, front ran, if that's the right word, the report in ways that was helped mute its significance. But you know, this is something that's already 9 years ago, right? So younger people who didn't know about Mueller and for whom it's just a vague memory should just go read the biography of him. So in that respect, I think he can't have, yes, there's one has to trust that he will have an effect, positive effect.
And, to steal from your tribe, I do think his memory will be a blessing as well, which may not be true for our current president. Mueller leaves behind 2 daughters and 3 grandchildren. I just pulled this up. It's interesting. He also was had known Barr for a long time, and Mueller had attended the weddings of Barr's daughters, and their wives attend Bible study together, which leads Barr to some questions about Bill Barr.
I'm told that people close to Mueller, he was such a man, he had such dignity. He never, to my knowledge, attacked Barr. He testified for Congress, maybe. I can't remember. He may have implicitly criticized him. He certainly didn't go around giving speeches that he could have the next few years before his health took a real turn for the worse. Being a leader of the criticism of Trump, or he thought he had done his job. He had returned to public service for that one last thing, and he really was quiet and no book, no. So that again shows the kind of impressive dignity. I'll just say one maybe personal thing. I met him a few times in Washington. I didn't really know him. I spoke at St. John's Church, which is the church right at Lafayette Square, which, near the White House.
Trump held the Bible upside down in front of the church.
Yeah, where Trump held the Bible. So I spoke a little before that, I guess. Maybe it was after that, I can't remember. They had some guest speaker series. It was just at the end of the service, they had someone come in and speak about public events. And obviously, I wasn't partisan. I tried not to be political. I don't think I mentioned Trump's name. I talked about something like the Yates theme. That honor is important, and we underrate how important character is and how much the American system works on the honor system and the honor code. And whatever is utterly, honestly, pretty conventional remarks, very brief, short. And it turned out I hadn't been aware that was the church to which Robert Mueller and his wife belonged. Hmm. And they were there and it came off afterwards. So we had a very nice, very pleasant 90-second talk, but I felt somewhat, gratified that he knew. I didn't mention his name. I didn't mention Trump's name, but I hope he felt that I did justice to what the kind of life he had lived, the kind of public service he had engaged in, and the kind of country that he believed in.
For how can you compete being honor bred with one who, where it proved he lies, were neither shamed in his own nor his neighbor's eyes? That's a tough one. All right. RIP, Robert Mueller. Bill, thanks for that and for jumping on with us. Everybody else, Bill will be back tomorrow. You have a lot of Bill coming. Bill will be back tomorrow. He's a Sunday Live.
All right. I was trying to think. You and I aren't on until Monday, but then I thought, oh, yes, I have that other show tomorrow.
Yeah, with Catherine Rampell.
Rampell on the economic consequences of the Iran war and where we might be going in the economy.
So, 1:00 in the East, and then Bill and I will be back on Monday. So we'll see you all then. Subscribe to the feed. Have a great weekend.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.